This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, December 7th, 2020. We've got some great audio inside the Good Vibe Tribe. Also, if you know somebody that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text at 617-931-1234. We'll find out how the weekend was for everybody. We will get a final update for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys because we still had some monies rolling in over the weekend. And then we're going to have Keith Lockhart, conductor for the Boston Pops, to tell us about a big event that they are doing online for the holidays.
Justice for the Revs, Kennedy. Justice for the Revs.
I feel so badly for... I mean, what a great season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And never get enough attention, yep. And I just... It breaks my heart.
They lost 1-0. It was a heartbreaker. It was gut-wrenching. I blame myself. I wore a Rev shirt yesterday, and I haven't worn a Rev shirt all season.
It's your fault.
And that's it all comes back to you, Carson.
Yeah, that's the only explanation.
I blew it for them. And the New England Patriots get a big win against the Chargers, Kennedy. They won 45-0. In fact... Yipes. They stomped them so badly that your boy Stidham actually got into the game and threw a touchdown pass.
Because we stand Stidham, and they just don't give him a shot.
We do.
Stand Stidham.
All this,
in this
Cam
house.
Newton nonsense.
So they played in Vegas, and they're staying there. They have another game on Thursday night,
yep.
And that team is going to meet them in Vegas. They're going to be playing the Rams. That'll be an 8:20 game on Sunday, Kennedy.
They're 6-6 now.
They are.
500. We're technically, statistically average.
And we're like everybody else now.
And just quickly, I want to acknowledge a loss within the Patriots family. This is from the Boston Globe. The Patriots are mourning the loss of one of the longest tenured employees, Tracy Sermonti, who died Friday after a 3-year battle with multiple myeloma. She was the cheerleading director, had been there with Robert Kraft when he bought the team back in 1994. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to work with her a couple of times over the years. I got to sit in and actually help pick the cheerleaders for the Patriots one mm-hmm. year. For some reason, they decided one year to bring in a couple of media personalities from Boston and Providence, and I was one
they
of the
do
ones.
That sometimes.
Yeah, I think they quit doing it after we did it because they were like we're going to keep.
Know anything.
Yeah, we didn't know anything.
It's like, what are your qualifications to watch these girls
Carson's
do?
Carson's like a cartwheel. Cool.
But she just treated everybody with grace and kindness and in. Reading the article and what Robert Kraft says about her, that's all you need to know about mm-hmm. this woman. She developed all of the things that the cheerleaders do. And, you know, they do all of this public service stuff within the Patriots mm-hmm. organization. And not all of the people on the cheerleading squad that make the team are actually on the field. A lot of them are just to go out.
Right.
And to go to children's hospitals and to travel around mm-hmm. the country in goodwill. And she developed all of that for the team. So obviously, very sad to hear of her passing. Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you want somebody to be recognized in the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text at 617-931-1234. The Red Cross has seen a massive surge in volunteers this year, including 78,000 new signups in the U.S. alone because of the pandemic.
It's wonderful.
This is even cooler in a time when kids don't have much else to do. A FedEx driver in Indiana saw an 11-year-old kid playing basketball outside his house with an old rusty hoop. It was bent. It was barely up. So while the kid was gone, she went. She bought a new hoop. Not only did she buy the new hoop, she set up the new hoop.
What?
She bought a basketball for the kid and then left him a note. And the video of the kid finding the basketball and the hoop and the net is just... I mean, I cried when I watched it last week. It's a really great video to watch. There's a 102-year-old woman in New York. She has now beaten the virus twice, and a World War II vet in Alabama has recovered just in time to celebrate his 104th birthday.
Incredible.
Wow. The owners of a restaurant in Spain might have enough money to get through the pandemic now after 400 customers paid for food in advance. In all, it gave them about $50,000 of operating cash to keep the doors open. Kennedy has been talking a lot about this. Go buy a gift card from your favorite restaurant and don't spend it.
Seriously, I really feel that, you know, if you have a favorite restaurant and maybe you're one of those people that just hasn't been going out to eat, which is totally fine, and I get it. But like, if you want in the spring when we're able to go back out again to be able to eat there, because I don't know how many are going to be back.
Yeah.
So please, please.
A 48-year-old man from Italy broke the country's lockdown when he needed some space after an argument with his wife. He decided to go out on a hike for a week with no surprises, and he wound up 280 miles away when the cops caught him.
Oops.
Now, kudos to the wife because she volunteered to drive across the country to get him. Although when she got there, no good deed goes unpunished. She got a ticket for $480 for violating the coronavirus restrictions in Italy right now.
I'd be like, you're paying that?
Right.
Yeah, you can't travel anywhere. Regionally, no.
This is an interesting idea from a congressman named John Delaney. He proposed that a stimulus check and the vaccine be tied together. You get $1,500 when you get vaccinated.
I love this idea.
Same.
That's
interesting. I know it won't go over well, but
right.
I love this idea.
And a couple in the UK who bumped their wedding from July to this weekend have bumped their wedding again. And that's because the venue they booked is going to be used as a vaccination distribution site. And they
awesome.
Were like, sure, absolutely, no problem. Please get that vaccine out there. What do we have for Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
So, a woman by the name of Melly Ormond proudly walked the stage at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's graduation ceremony. And it was very special. Why? Because of a classmate graduating with her, her grandmother, 75-year-old Pat.
Part of how I convinced her was I told her that as the, you know, matriarch, she had the responsibility to stay inspiring to all of us other women in the family.
So apparently that university, if you're over 65, you only have to pay $70 a semester.
What?
So she said, let's do it. So she got her degree in anthropology and Melody got hers in psychology.
That is super
unbelievable.
Cool. Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
How was your weekend, Kennedy?
I'm afraid that I'm no fun person this weekend.
Yeah?
I just everything got to me this weekend. Like, I couldn't go outside. I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just, you know, as much as I tried, I was like, let's go for a walk, Elvis. I was like, nope. I was just too afraid to do anything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I hate the way I felt, and I hated all of it. And so, woke up this morning, like, we're going outside today.
Yeah.
Thank God I have to come here, honestly. Have to. Love to come here. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of that, though, just watching the news and seeing
hated,
the spike.
You know?
And you're just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go out to a
Which
restaurant.
Is silly because I'm protected on myself.
I know.
Do all the things.
I know.
And I, you know, I had plans to go out with Dan and his girlfriend, and I couldn't go, and it just sucked.
So. I get it.
Anyway, today's a new day.
Today is a new day.
And we start
baby.
Over.
Well, anytime you want to come hang out with me.
I can't leave the house. See, that's the part you got to cut.
Sure.
Me.
Well, you're going to be hanging out in a different house. It'll just be my house instead of your house. Just look at it that way.
I literally can't leave. I can't walk outside the door.
We demolished our house this weekend.
How was fun? Was fun?
It was fun. It was a lot of hard work. I'm all like, my fingers are all nicked up and bleeding and everything like that from the weekend. But we demolished 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms.
Wow.
This weekend. So we did the bedroom and the bathroom in an area, and then another bathroom, and then another bedroom. And then we ripped out carpet. We ripped out hardwood floors. we took.
Why'd you rip out hardwood floors?
Because they were really, because they were in the bathroom, and they were really old. Mm-hmm. And in this, in our house, we have 8 different flooring types.
Yeah, right. Yep. I just feel like hardwood's the one that could stay. That one's the one you could fix.
Well, the problem is it's in the bathroom, so it's a little weird having hardwoods in the bathroom, and it's the only room in the house that has the hardwood floors.
Uh-huh. It's pretty backwards.
So like the kitchen has linoleum floor from 1986.
Yep.
There was a blush-colored shag carpet in the upstairs and on the stair.
Would have left that.
I was going to say, that's Kennedy's dream.
Yeah.
Is it shag?
Yes.
Bring it.
In fact, it was so bad.
I haven't had a house with carpet in it so long, I couldn't tell you.
It was so disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sure. Carpet's gross.
There's
no good way to clean a carpet, ever.
And this carpet's original from the 80s. So there was like a pound of sand underneath the carpet and dirt. So we had to buy a shop vac over the weekend. We bought
we had to buy more tools. Rah, rah,
rah. We had to buy like the construction lighting that sits up on the, you know, the big bright.
Yeah. Oh, I have a couple of those.
Do
if
you
need more?
Well, yeah, I might need them because there's no lights in our house.
That's tough.
Right?
No overhead lights. Yeah.
Yeah. So we spent the whole weekend ripping up flooring and we sawzawed. My sawzall came in. Uh-huh. That thing is awesome.
So when are the professionals coming in?
Well, that depends on when we can get the loan, because that hasn't gone through yet.
So you're literally tearing apart a house that you don't know that you can put back together again.
That is absolutely true.
That is smart thinking.
Yep. And
I thought your loan had come through, bro.
We're in the process. Uh-huh. You know, anything could happen, but...
Yeah.
So it'll either take us 10 years to do, or it'll take us a year to do.
That's how all home improvement ones go, though.
Right.
I feel like...
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to juggle.
And I obviously want to have it done by... next summer, so that you can then enjoy the house, right? That's
right.
Your plan.
The idea is the contractor is supposed to start in January.
Okay.
So we have to have the house completely gutted by January, which means over the next 3 weeks.
So the idea basically is that you're, like, for example, you hired the movers, but you're going to do all the packing.
Yes.
I see.
But we removed the toilet
that's
yesterday.
That's literally the only way that I can equate this.
No,
we
100%.
Removed the toilet yesterday.
No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It
you
was
guys are
disgusting.
Amazing.
It was gross.
I have no idea how to do that.
Well, YouTube is your friend.
Right.
You get on YouTube and type remove toilet, remove sink, remove...
I'd just be smashing
Do you have
things.
Like a big dumpster in your front yard where you put things?
So
are
that's
you that
a great
person on
question.
The
That's a great question. Not yet. So
where are you putting all the garbage?
So we're working on the second floor right now, and we have a room over the garage that will eventually be our bedroom. So right now, that room over the garage has just...
everything.
Garbage everywhere. It has a toilet.
How are you going to get it out of there?
So this is our plan. There is a window over the out of this room.
We're tossing it
out, and then right
are you
below.
Make a tube, like they do in the city.
I don't think
from like the top of the building, like a slide.
Yeah, yes,
how about a slide. If
yes,
you
there will. Be, so we'll have that big trash collector.
So
thingy.
Barrett will know what we'll have a job then. Whee!
Yeah.
Oh, he can't carry this stuff. It's too big. It's heavy. Yeah. It's got nails in it. It's
yeah, but if you're tossing it, then you toss it.
He can start with the little stuff. Whatever.
And then at one point,
you're
so
fine.
We have torn apart the shower, right? But now we realize we've turned the water off, but you can't turn the water back on.
No.
For the house.
Oh.
So now you need bottles of water just to wash your hands off and stuff?
Well, no. So then I'm like, well, maybe we can try and cap the stuff. So I go to the hardware store and I'm like, hey, I got to cap these pipes. He's like, what size are they? I'm like, I don't know. They're pipes.
Aren't they all standard?
Yeah. He's like, well, and then he's like pulling pipes off the shelf. Is it this size or that size?
Oh, my God.
I guessed appropriately. I got the right size. But so there's two pipes coming out of the shower, one for the shower head and then one for this tub, right?
Yes.
So I cover the one for the tub, not thinking about the one for the shower because it's kind of out. So I tell Lana to turn the water back on. She turns the water on and then out of the top is like water flowing 100 miles an hour. Turn it off! Turn it off!
Good times. Good times.
It was so much fun.
That sounds
That was our weekend. So anytime you want to come down and smash stuff with a Zaza on a sledgehammer, Kennedy.
Sounds like a plan.
You let me
sounds
know.
Sounds like a plan, my friend.
Annie,
thank
how
you.
Was your weekend?
Sounds very relaxing, Carson. I'm very happy for you. My weekend was great. Friday was a long day, and then Friday night I got to my parents' house. My dad had dinner waiting for me because he's the best man in the entire world.
Molinari's.
Yep. And
let me guess, spaghetti.
I don't make a spaghetti.
Chicken parm, bro.
Gluten-free chicken parm, bro. Hold the gluten. Don't forget, hold the gluten.
I didn't know we were holding the gluten. How but okay.
We hold the gluten.
How do you hold the gluten? What does that
it's
mean?
It's the bread.
It's the bread. Yeah, the breadcrumbs. Oh. And then...
So then what do they bread the chicken parm with?
Gluten-free breadcrumbs.
There's like a bajillion things.
Yeah,
you'd so never know. Yeah.
Gluten has all the best stuff in it.
I mean, it's true. It just hurts my belly a little bit. But, and he gave me a bottle of wine to go. I was going to Rob's on Friday night, and I pulled my backpack out of the passenger side, and I just watched the wine bottle roll off and just smash all over a street in Southie. And I was like, this is it. This is my day. This is my day.
But the street said, thank you, because that's how you do things properly in Southie. Yeah. You just smash it.
You smash.
That was not the only bottle of booze to smash on a Southie street that night.
Yes.
And I just went and dropped my backpack off inside his house, and I walked out of the packy. I said, I'll see you in 5 minutes. And he take a walk.
Didn't even say what happened.
I said, I'm going to take a walk now.
I'll be right back.
Ta-ta. Don't speak to me yet. It's been a really long day.
I bet the bottle of wine your dad bought you was probably nice.
So nice.
You bought yourself, right?
Now I bought the $9.99 one at the
Oh, he bought you probably like the $19
one. The really nice one. Yes, yes, he did.
That Tom Dow.
The rest of the weekend was pretty chill. I did a whole bunch of nothing.
Producer Dan?
So Friday was basically a nothing day. I like to hibernate on Fridays most days. Saturday, we went to Flight Club.
Yes.
It's the so dart bar in the Seaport. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I love that place. Gold medal, by the way, Dark God. Just
Let's
saying.
Let's go. Dark God.
Are you getting an endorsement from them? Because you love them to death.
Well, I've been twice, but I do enjoy them a lot.
It's an awesome place. It really is.
I feel like twice isn't an endorsement. Just, yeah, but.
I don't know. Dark. Sounds pretty good.
Hey, Flight Club, if you're out there.
They do such a good
job. If you're listening, I'll be back. And then after that, we went with Brittany's friends from Vermont were down for a wedding, and they had like some in-between time. So they met us at the bar, and we played darts. And then we went out to the Back Bay Social Club for dinner.
Are they going to let them back into Vermont after they've hung out with people from Massachusetts?
Did Back Bay have the things up front yet? Because when I was there on Friday, I
what
was across
things
the
out front?
So when I was there, I was across the street at Rochambeau on Friday, and they were trying to put up the domes.
But they, like but those they bought, little igloo things?
But they bought the wrong kind of domes, because who knows at this time?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they didn't have bottoms, and they were supposed to go into sand, and they can't go into concrete. So they're trying to, you know, just trying to be creative with ways that they can get eat.
It's like when you buy something on Amazon, and it's a miniature instead of the regular. They got miniature.
You just didn't think about it. Right. God bless them.
They were dome-free for us Saturday night.
Love that place.
But that was my first time there, and I like it, because they do a bunch of small plates.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I could say I would like everything on the left, please.
Yes. I've done that before.
Chef Nick
there.
Did that. That's his menu entirely.
And then we were at home by 8 o'clock Saturday, which is just a lot.
That is the dream.
Which is my life now in my 30s.
Yep.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No,
it
those
change.
Are the best nights. You can't go out until 9:30 anyway.
Sunday morning, I had breakfast with my family, and we were playing Christmas music, and it had just snowed, so it was really pretty out.
Mm.
And it was one of those moments sitting at the table where you're like, you should try to remember this because it's not always going to be like that.
No.
And just like a really nice moment.
That's nice.
And then we had to go out and shovel, and I was all gone.
And
I was
then
like,
the
why do I
over.
Live here?
I got
this place is the worst.
No snow, Dan.
Nothing
but rain.
There was... See, we live a little north, so we get hit harder.
It was on the national news, and I was like, whoa, I didn't get any snow.
No.
It was unreal listening to the forecast, because I was getting ready to do my show on Saturday morning on Mix, and I look up the forecast, and it's like, well, you're either going to get 1,000 inches or 1 inch, so try and good luck figuring that information out.
I would love to keep you informed, but it's...
Right. Because if you live on this street, it's a blizzard, and you live one street over, and it's going to seem like fall.
Oh, it sucked, too, because it wasn't a lot of snow, but then it rained
it was
after
the heavy
and
one.
Iced over. Yeah. So we were just shoveling glaciers.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, Dirty is a service of Metro by T-Mobile. Oh, I switched my stories around. Sorry. One moment.
All right. What would you like me to
Ryan
do then?
Ryan Dorsey is making sure that his son has a happy holiday season because it's their first without Naya Rivera, mm-hmm. of course. He shared a photo of he and Josie decorating their Christmas trees. He said, happy holidays to all. You, and even you. All of you. Hope you get nothing but happiness. Except you. I'm talking to you, 2020. Mm. He added an expletive hashtag that I can't say.
Amazing.
Was it this year that Naya Rivera died?
Yeah. It was summer.
Yeah, it was over the summer.
Her former Glee castmates have come together to do a fundraiser for Alexandria House. They launched a GoFundMe for the Snixmas charity drive in memory of Naya Rivera. And here's that announcement.
Naya said that working with Alexandria House was the biggest blessing of her and Josie's lives. She not only raised funds and donated, she also volunteered her time.
And now more than ever, it's important that we keep the Snixmas spirit alive.
Though we can't throw a big
fabulous party this year, we still can give back.
Alexandra House is a place that provides domestic, sexual, and relationship violence services to women, men, youth, and families free of charge, and a 24-hour emergency shelter, legal advocacy, all that kind
Incredible.
Of stuff. So at the last I checked, they were at around $77,000 toward their goal of $100,000.
Nice.
So,
look at them.
MTV did a thing last night, over the weekend. Last night. Called the Movie and TV Awards Greatest of All Time.
Yes.
I don't know why.
I have literally no idea.
I think that there's just not a lot going on, and why not?
They're bored.
So there weren't any nominees. They just picked goats in several categories. Here are some for you. The She-Ro Award is Gal Gadot.
Yep.
For Wonder Woman and all the things that she's done.
Makes sense.
From Zero to Hero.
Funnily, not Vanilla Ice.
William Zabka from The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai.
Oh, Cobra Kai is so good.
Legendary lip lock with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair from Cruel Intentions. And they did a really funny video where they recreated the kiss, but they have
glass between them,
which is how they're doing it in the movies right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. Dance Your Ass Off, Kevin Bacon from Footloose. So they took it way back.
Wow.
They're goats, Kennedy.
Scream Queen, Jamie Lee Curtis, who brought out Michael Myers during her acceptance speech.
Amazing.
Comedy giant, Kevin Hart. And hero for the ages, Chadwick Boseman. And he was honored by Robert Downey Jr. and Don Cheadle.
Mr. Boseman truly embodied what it meant to be a superhero. His impact as a groundbreaking leading man, as an icon on screen. It won't be quantified by the box office records he broke, but by the legions of fans who will celebrate him for many years to come.
Chadwick will be forever known as the Black Panther, but he also painted incredibly powerful portrayals of iconic and influential real men who changed the world. Thurgood Marshall, James Brown, Jackie Robinson. He brought humanity and truth to the portrayal of people who felt larger than life, and he did it in a way that honored their memories.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing. And Annie, I'm sorry, but there's people out there who need it.
No.
And I'm trying to bring the Christmas spirit, even though I don't have it in my heart.
Those people's names are Carson.
That's unfortunate.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello finally released their new Christmas song called The Christmas Song. It is a sweet and wintry love ballad. She posted on her Instagram, "It's been a crazy year with so many challenges. It's more important than ever to spread love and kindness. Shawn and I wanted to send all our love to you, amazing humans, so we put something together special for you, the Christmas song. All streams will support those in need right now." And to kick it off, we're donating $100,000 to Feeding America.
It's all I'm offering, this simple phrase. To kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I always feel like she's singing in a library and she can only sing so loud.
Why are you breathing? Sing.
They're in love, Annie.
She has a nice voice. I don't know why she won't sing. Just let it out.
Let them love, Annie. Let them love.
Oh, I'm just over it.
Christmas music is so weird for me.
Right.
Because it's just the same 12 songs done by a million different
people.
Why
are you making it sultry?
But if we bring you a new song, we hate those two.
That's true.
Is there a winning at Christmas time?
Unless you're Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Why don't we accept new Christmas music?
We are horrible human beings.
There's some ones this year that are pretty good.
Dan Chase was pretty good.
I like the Meghan Trainor too.
Me too, very much.
Jonas Brothers did a good one.
I like theirs as well.
Justin Bieber's Mistletoe album.
Did you just go?
To kids from
I think she sounds a little bit like Ariana Grande in this.
Yes, because they all sing like this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We wanted to give an update on our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. So we give all these monies to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program right here in Boston. And over the past 7 years that we've done it, we just go out to all the different Simon Malls, and you guys bring us the toys, and then we get a truck, and we take them all to the facility over there in the seaport, and we drop them off, and then they disperse them throughout the holidays.
Yes.
And 75,000 toys is what we estimate the number is over the past 7 years. It's pretty incredible, considering the first year, I think we got like 750 toys the first year, and to think that we're at 75,000 toys.
It's a come up.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. So we did it all virtually this year, thanks to our company and Ticket Sauce. You could go online, you make the donation. And on Friday, we announced that we had made it to our $100,000 goal.
Yeah, we went to 9 o'clock. We wanted to have $100,000.
Right.
Yes.
And we did with a little bit more.
Yeah, it was, you know, we kind of thought about 10 bucks a toy, which is, you know, it's an average. It kind of stinks because I felt like we lost some toys. Like, I would go to the dollar store and I'd just spend $300 on toys at one point.
Well, I mean, truth be told, we have no idea what the Marines are going to do with this money and what they'll buy. And
exactly.
So, honestly, they know what they need. And this is the best, honestly, the best thing that could happen because they know what they're missing. They know what age groups need to get filled and they're going to be able to make it happen.
And then you guys were able to pick like more expensive stuff. Yep. You were able to buy a bike or a video game. Or
we had incredible companies that gave us thousands of dollars.
So do you just want to go ahead and tell everybody? So we kept the link open over the weekend and more money rolled in, which was super cool.
Which we appreciate. We know some of you didn't get paid till later or whatever. So you want the amount or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't going to. We did the drum roll on Friday.
But this is kind of a big number.
Yeah. No, we re-drum roll here.
Okay, hold on.
I think we re-drum roll here.
Yes.
Cosign.
100%.
Hold on. Re-drum roll right here. Oh, that's a crappy drum roll.
I was going to say, did that's you like do that on your bongos at home?
Yeah. Let me find a better drum roll. How's this? Oh. Oh, this is the good drum roll. Wait for it.
Oh, it's that Dancing with the Stars suspense.
Oh, they just left her in silence.
$122,485.25.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
So at the end of the day,
unbelievable.
We put 12,248 toys. So,
yes.
You know what I mean?
That is spectacular.
I'm happy.
That is
so happy.
I was getting like text messages and emails throughout the weekend. Got one from a guy named Joseph. Just donated $50 to your fundraiser for the Christmas gift for kids. Great job, and I hope you meet your goal. That's why we kept the link open, because that was on Saturday morning at like 11:30.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, everybody's listening patterns are different, and maybe you don't listen as much in the morning, or maybe your kids are already not going to school, or whatever.
Or if you were meaning to do it all last week
and
it just slipped your mind, you know, so, having it open till last night was perfect.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who came in and brought that money in the back end there, because that's great.
Yeah.
Really. $122,000.
It's a lot of money.
Got an email from Lynn. She says, hey, Carson and Kennedy, so happy to be able to donate to the Toys for Tots. Every year, my daughter Haley and myself come to the South Shore Plaza loaded with bags and bags of toys. It gives us so much pleasure to be able to help. I usually shop all year, and my daughter buys some the morning of our delivery. Sounds like my kind of plan right there. So they came out and donated. Thank you for that. This year, they donated some money. So thank you, Lynn and Haley.
Appreciate so many messages of why you guys donated, which was something we weren't anticipating happening during this. You know, we really never ask why you donate.
Right.
You just come and you give us toys, and maybe your kids tell us that they saved them from their birthday party. But, you know, the messages this year, a lot of people remembering people who have passed, a lot of people wanting to show their children what it's like to give, especially this year that so many kids aren't going to have.
Can I read the email that you share with me from Diane?
Please do.
Okay. Hi, Carson and Kennedy. I can't thank you enough for the shout out this morning for Atlantic Home Lending. I was so impressed that you took the time to research my company, look at our website, and name us, our experience and what we do in the markets we serve. I was speechless and even laughed out loud in my car. I'm a longtime listener, but now I am a lifelong listener. You do a lot of great things, and I've been happy to participate. You can count on me next year. Thank you, Diane. And she is executive president and principal.
Diane knows what's what. And also, I would be remiss without saying Janatronics, who gave us $10,000.
Janatronics. Yes.
Like, I feel the need to go clean all their houses just because.
Well, that's what they do professionally. So they
don't
need
you. We very rarely have had a donation that large. And I just can't.
I just feel like this was a moment of just positivity in a really, really bad year when it's just, you know, the holidays are weird. You're not going to see your family. You're not going to be, it's not the same. Nothing is the same.
You don't have as much money as you did last year.
No.
Like all of these things.
And it's just a little bit of a bright spot. Hearing all of these stories, just, I think everyone, it's nice to see everybody come and just be like, this is the one thing that we can do and we can make sure that kids will be happy this Christmas.
From the 508, $122K. Yeah. Yes, get it.
Yep.
Yes, queen.
I feel like that's the way you wrote that, so I'm gonna read it like that.
I think you did it justice. I think you did it justice.
I will be hand delivering a giant bag with a dollar sign on it to the Marines myself. All 20s.
I asked Kennedy, I was like, do we have a big check lying around? We need to take a picture.
Not really, but we can make something.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something.
So again, thank you. If you donated, whether it was $1,000
or
$10. Yeah, it was awesome. $122,000 with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys this year. So nice work.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
So we told you a couple of weeks ago about a young man. His name is Danny Sheehan, and he is living with cancer, and he loves Aquaman. He opened up a gift, and it was Aquaman. He was like, oh my God, Aquaman's my favorite!
Aquaman!
And he was so excited, and Jason Momoa got a hold of the video that he saw on WBZ,
yep.
And he ended up FaceTiming. And then at the end, you know, he posted the FaceTime that he had done with him, and then he was like, hey, Warner Brothers, let's get him a Trident.
Mm.
Whoa! It happened. He received a set of action figures, a life-size Trident, along with a note that said, can't wait to ride on some dolphins with you, Danny. Love, Uncle Aquaman. Danny turns 8 in a few days, and it just, his mom says he was speechless. And for one so talkative, that is a true testament to how surprised he was.
Thanks for shutting my kid up.
Danny's personality is just so incredible. You can tell he's one of those kids that like just gives his mom and dad a run for their money.
I love that he signed it Uncle Aquaman,
right?
Too. Not just
so
Aquaman.
So good.
Uncle Aquaman.
Jason Momoa has really given Aquaman a glow up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Aquaman was awesome when I was a kid.
You're
Aquaman,
the only one who liked
Aquaman
him.
Aquaman was the least cool superhero.
He was my favorite superhero.
That explains a lot. One.
Riding around on those seahorses? What are you talking about?
Yeah, homie don't ride seahorses anymore.
Bro.
Yes, he does. He rides seahorses in the movie.
Danny just completed 3 weeks of daily radiation, so I don't know if he's got a break now, which I hope that he does. And there is a GoFundMe page for his family if you guys want to look at it.
That's amazing.
So you guys remember Dionne Warwick from back in the day? She had that song, That's What Friends Are For. There you go.
Oh, it's an all-time classic.
So she's 80 years old.
Nope.
And she got herself.
She is.
And she got herself on the Twitter this weekend. And she was like, you know what? I have questions.
Yes.
First one, to Chance the Rapper. You are very obviously a rapper. Why did you put it in your name? I cannot stop thinking about this. I am now Dionne the Singer.
Facts. I've wondered the same thing.
It's a great question.
It is a fantastic question.
So Chance saw the message, starstruck, because why wouldn't you be? Because she's iconic.
Yes.
And he said, sorry, I'm still freaking out that you know who I am. This is amazing. I'll be whatever you want to call me, Miss Warwick.
Miss Warwick.
And she goes, of course I know you. You're the rapper. Let's rap together. I'll message you.
Oh.
But then
Did he slide into her DMs?
And then she decided to keep on going.
Sure.
The Weeknd is next. Why? It's not even spelled correctly. If you have the in your name, I'm coming for you. I need answers today. The Weeknd then responded, I just got roasted by Dionne Warwick and I feel honored. You made my day.
Miss Warwick.
Don't ever stop, Dionne. Keep coming. These are the questions we need answered because I wonder too. Why?
The Twitter fingers at 80 years old? Are you kidding me?
And her son at one point was like, Mom, don't make me come over there and like turn off the internet. And she goes, I'd like to see you try. I changed the lock.
My girl.
I love that she can just say whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And so everyone's going to be like, thank you.
Love you.
Yeah.
She's iconic. Iconic. She's Whitney Houston's aunt.
Really?
Godmother?
There is something in there. They are related in some
Sisters?
Shape or fashion.
But she's still 80 years old. Do you think she needed her grandkids to get her on Twitter?
No, I think she did it herself.
My mom is coming up on 80, and she can Twitter fingers just fine. I wish she could. You're going to be mad at me for saying that. Dolly Parton fans?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw it last night. The Holly Dolly Christmas was on
we
CBS.
We got it recorded, Kennedy. So do I need spoiler alerts here?
No. I mean, she already put out the album
in
October. But
well, I know. I listened to it all weekend.
She literally is what we needed for 2020. A lot of people watching, they went to the Twitter fingers saying things like, Dolly Parton is the only good thing we have left. 2020 has been garbage, but it gifted us Dolly Parton reading bedtime stories, a Dolly Christmas album, a Dolly Christmas movie, a Dolly Christmas special, and a Dolly vaccine.
The vaccine should be called Dolly at this point.
The Dolly vaccine, I believe it should be named that.
Yes.
She sang favorites like I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, A Coat of Many Colors, Precious Memories, and an inspiring song that she wrote called I Still Believe.
I believe there's a day and it's coming soon when we'll unmask this face of doom, walk hand in hand in perfect harmony. And I believe there are good deeds to be sold, nurtured with love. I believe that faith can heal our bodies, minds, and souls. Yes, that's what I believe.
Some of the lyrics say, we'll walk again in the sunshine by the seashore, that we'll dance and we'll sing and be happy again. Don't know how or when, but we will again. You'll see. I still believe.
I love her so much.
You need to listen to the one with Bublé, Kennedy. The Michael Bublé is on the album as
well.
Yes,
I know, I know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
There they are, Kennedy. The Boston Pops. And we've got a big announcement. Let's welcome in conductor Keith Lockhart. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, guys, I miss you.
We miss you. We wish you could be in here with us this year and us make you play some stupid instrument a child should play.
Yeah, I look forward to the abuse every year. I can't believe it's a year since we've been
together.
It's
a Christmas tradition.
And what a year it's been, huh?
I got to tell you. So BSO Now presents 2020 Boston Pops Holiday Concert Stream on December 10th. So it's an online video stream to feature Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, bringing the holiday Pops tradition into the homes and fans throughout New England country and the world. It will start Thursday, 10 o'clock at noon, available at bso.org/now. And obviously, we're all pivoting in 2020. But Keith, I want to ask you first, how many musicians do you have that play traditionally with you in the orchestra for the holiday Pops, like roughly?
Well, we have 70 to 75 on stage, plus another 60 or so in the chorus for every one of those performances. But, you know, we do something like 45 concerts normally over the course of December. And so those people change over that time.
And how?
Probably about 150 altogether.
And so how are they all doing in light of all of the changes this year and not being able to get out there and perform like they normally do? How are they feeling?
Well, this is a horrible time for the performing arts, as you can imagine. I mean, we're what you call a congregational economy. We have to have people come to us to give them what we do. Plus, in the case of an orchestra, we have to get a lot of people on stage on top of that. So the people in the BSO has taken lots of cuts, and we have, we're going through some tough times, but we're very committed to coming out the other end. And for the other people, the freelance musicians in town, a lot of them haven't worked in 9 months now, and that's becoming, a real tragedy.
And I hate it. I hate it for musicians.
So much.
It's so hard to do. We've seen a lot of musicians like going out to places, playing for people, socially distanced. And you guys have had to pivot quite a bit, with the fireworks spectacular on the 4th. And that was so great because I watched it from my house, so I felt like I was having a 4th of July moment, which was so wonderful. And so now being able to do this, I think at Christmas, we can still maybe get dressed up. And then Dan, you could sit at a table and yell, "I know those guys!" back like you did the year we were doing it.
Exactly, just like the way, and there will be no security people asking to leave this time. As soon as it became clear that we weren't going to be able to perform live in the hall yet this December, of course, this concert is seen, traditionally by nearly 100,000 people in the Boston area every holiday season, and we had to do something, and I'm very proud of what we did. Nothing will supplant being able to gather together to celebrate, but I think we did some really gorgeous things. I think people are going to be moved by it. I think they're going to be entertained, and you get to do it making your own eggnog.
I saw a photo in the press release, and so the BSO has taken over the entire floor. So normally they would be up on the stage portion, and then the fans at the tables, drinking their wine, eating the food and everything, but they've taken over the whole thing for the dress rehearsals. And as I understand it, Keith, you guys have also done this at Fenway Park as well.
I saw a little video of Keith singing at Fenway Park, and it's spectacular.
So casual.
That made the show too.
Spectacular.
Yeah, the things we've had to the machinations we've had to go through to be able to perform. It's like a 60-page COVID protocol document that we're following.
Right.
But the orchestra we performed 3-4 weeks ago. We spent a whole week taping these numbers, all socially distanced. The string players, conductor, and mask. The wind players, because you can't play trumpet with a mask on, 10 feet apart. Every single one of them. So we took up about a good third of the Symphony Hall stage floor to make this happen.
Right.
And we had to record our vocalists separately from the orchestra and put them together through the magic of technology.
Mm. It's amazing that we have, I guess if it had to happen, right?
Yeah.
To happen in a time where we have this technology.
Absolutely.
That you can take hundreds of people, put it together, and make for us Christmas, I think is magical.
Because it's such a tradition for so many families
every
year. And for Keith and the Boston Pops to still make this possible, such an incredible
thing. A gift to us. Thank you.
Well, we wanted to grab on to all those people who celebrate with us. We wanted to keep them with us and point out to them that next year we're going to be there live and in person again. This will pass, but you're right. 10 years ago, I don't know what any of us would have done in this situation. Look at the whole Zoom culture that's grown up. Everything has changed in that period of time.
Well, I would like to give you and the BSO permission to use us reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" from a few years ago, because that's an all-time classic, and I realize you're maybe strapped for content right now, and I'm just going to say, you know, the part
all the celebrities that have walked through your door.
Yeah, well, the part where Kennedy forgot and then
didn't forget
and then yelled at Keith.
It wasn't Keith.
It was, no,
Keith wasn't there the first year we did it.
Oh, that's right.
Did I yell at Keith? I can't remember.
No, I felt like
we had a redemption. We had a redemption tour after that,
didn't we?
We did indeed.
Yes, we did.
And that was the year that I wore the inappropriate Carson and Kennedy Christmas ugly sweater.
It was terribly inappropriate.
So ugly.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
Nothing you do is inappropriate, Carson.
I wouldn't say that.
I would not say that. Okay, so let me explain this once again, because I think it's important that we support the arts. BSO.org/now, BSO.org/now. So there's going to be video streams. It'll feature Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops with the Holiday Pops tradition into the homes of all of our homes. Thursday, December 10th, and that will be at noon, BSO.org/now. And will that be something you can just go back and watch again, or how does that work with the streams? Will you be putting up?
For a $30 contribution, you get the thing, and it is watchable all the way, I believe, till like January 9th or something like that. So you can watch it again and again.
That's a good deal, actually.
And compared to coming into the hall, it's quite a bargain that way. And I think it's a show that people are really going to remember for a long time.
I'm just going to put this in the universe. For the spring season, for the 2021 fireworks spectacular that we're all going to be together for.
Yes.
I'm just putting it in the universe.
Oh, from your mouth to God's ears.
Keith, right before you go, I just have to ask you real quick. You haven't performed live since March. Do you ever find yourself in like your kitchen, just like flailing your arms?
No, you know, I've been doing some fun musical things with my kids. I've been doing a lot of online content, but I miss performing. I mean, it's what I do. It's what I've done for the last 40 years.
100%.
And it's really like a part of you has been removed. So, I'm kind of the people are dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of us being back on stage and having an audience to perform for.
Keith, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And let's do this in person sometime soon, okay?
All right. Yes. Thanks, Keith. All right, there he goes.
I just feel the
maestro.
With the Christmas spirit, and I know.
The maestro. Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops. Just think about how long he's been there with that job.
It's unbelievable.
I'm just so glad they found a way to do it.
Yeah. Now we have to have a Boston Pops party.
Okay.
The four of us.
Done.
BSO.org/now. BSO.org/now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.